Hey guys, this is Mark, and I am here, and today I want to talk to you about why I believe that your acquaintances may be worth more than your closest confidants. But before we do, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever uttered any of these phrases? Have you ever said, "I'm not where I thought I'd be at this point in my life," or "there's no way I could ever start doing what I really want to do," or "even if I knew where to start, I couldn't possibly chase after my dreams. It would be irresponsible to do so." Or have you ever said, "it's selfish and foolish to think that I could ever actually achieve the dreams I had when I were younger"? If you have, what if I told you they were all lies? What if I told you there was a way that you could be responsible and still chase your dreams? I talk about that, and I talk about the mindset that leads you to be able to do that in my book, Project Success. If you have not picked up this book right now, it is only $4.99 on Amazon, and I would love for you to pick it up, read it, see how you like it, and let me know what you think. So if you have not, head to SeaverCrop.com/getprojectsuccess, all one word, Get Project Success, and let me know what you think. So I have a question. I have another question for you. When do you think about your network? Most likely, you think about your network when you need it the most. And when you need your network, you're likely to turn to the 4 or 5, if you're lucky, people that you are closest to. You probably think to yourself, "you know, I've built relationships with these folks. They're most likely to want to and be able to help me." But what if I were to tell you that your acquaintances, those people that you are not extremely close to, may be more valuable networking-wise than your closest friends and confidants? Sounds crazy? Well, just hear me out for a second. Let me give you a little example. Let me ask you this. Who is the person that you are closest to? Your spouse? Your significant other? Maybe a family member? A close friend? Now that you know who that person is, let me ask you this. How many people does that person know that you don't know? Here's my guess. My guess is there aren't very many. And why is that? Because it's someone you spend a lot of time with. You're very close to them. You probably attend parties and celebrations and meetings and other functions together. You know, if it's your spouse, you probably attend church together, or you go to your kids' sporting events together. You know a lot of the same people. You sit next to the same people. You see the same people. You go to dinner with the same people. That's what happens when you're close to somebody. Now let's think of another person. Think of someone that you met in, say, the last 3 months. You know, maybe it's somebody that you met through work. Maybe it's someone that you met at a sporting event, a kid's sporting event, or at a restaurant, or through a service organization. You might have talked to this person a couple times, but you know, there's certainly not someone you would feel comfortable giving the keys to your house to, or the PIN number for your bank accounts. You just don't know them that well. So now that you have that person in mind, let me ask you that same question. How many people does that person know that you don't know? When you start counting their family, their friends, their work associates, parents of their kids' friends, members of associations they're in, they are very likely going to know literally hundreds of people that you don't currently know. Now, if you're looking for a job, or new clients for your business, or new sponsors or donors for a cause that you support, who will actually be able to help you connect to more different people? The person you're very close to, or this acquaintance? You see where I'm going with this? There is a massive amount of potential in the weaker ties in your network. This isn't something I came up with. This idea was outlined in a study by Mark S. Granovetter. I hope I said his name right. In a study published in 1973 titled "The Strength of Weak Ties." And if you want to read the full study, head to SeaverCrop.com/power-of-acquaintance. And you'll have the link there to get to that study. But the idea can be summed up succinctly in this one sentence from that study. Mr. Granovetter says, "more people can be reached through weak ties." And that's exactly what that example I was just talking about is describing. So how does this affect your networking? How does this change how you network? You know, you and I mistakenly believe that the greatest value within our network lies with those very close friends that we have, And those people do provide huge amounts of value to us. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to the number of new and different people that you can connect with, the acquaintances in your network are a literal gold mine of possibilities. Let me say that again. When it comes to the number of new and different people that you can connect with, and two, the acquaintances in your network are a literal gold mine of possibilities. Do not discount or ignore these people on the fringes of your network. Don't do it. Spend time cultivating relationships with them, even if you don't get to the point where you would consider you and them besties or BFFs. Periodically addressing these relationships will pay off in huge ways for you when you need it. Remember, when you meet that new person on Twitter or at that networking function or at your kid's soccer game, that person is the gatekeeper to literally hundreds of people that you don't currently know. That is so exciting to think about. Think about the possibilities of the network, of the relationships you could build because of these people on the fringes of your network. Treat that person on the fringe, that acquaintance, treat them as you would your very closest friend. Find ways to immediately add value to him or her. Then develop a system to reach out to them regularly to continue to cultivate that relationship. Even if they always remain on the fringe of your network, that relationship just might turn out to be priceless to you and also to him. So my question to you this week is, what acquaintances in your network could you add value to this week? Head on over to seercrop.com/power-of-acquaintance and let me know.